Speaking of 307, Pennington got fucking robbed.
Yeah, that was...
Did you look back at it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of sad, man. But we all know that Alex Pereira did his thing. Khalil Roundtree taken out in round four. I will say he has done the best showing out of anyone so far. You know,
by far, it wasn't even close. I think he even had he fought him better than Izzy did.
Mm. You think so?
Yeah. Well, Izzy did win. Of course, he did win. He did win one, but overall, Izzy was losing that fight. Izzy was getting kind of picked apart, and I think Khalil Roundtree really surprised him with his power as well as just the ability to withstand as much as he did until round four.
Yeah.
Because he usually gets people out there like round one, two.
Yeah, like right away. So, I think it was a really good fight. It'll be interesting to see where Alex Pereira goes from here because there's only one other person in division that was that Ankalaev, I think it is.
Yeah, but they don't want him. They don't want another grappler to win the championship.
Oh, because like a Marav?
Yeah, well, they don't. As much as I love grappling, it doesn't fucking sell tickets, dude.
Yeah,
like no one's flying in to see Marab versus whoever the fuck.
You don't think so? Like, I mean,
I don't think Marab's gonna sell for shit, dude.
Maybe. I don't know. But I guess that's kind of the problem with Aljo, right? Like, is that why they didn't really want him as champion? Because he wasn't really selling? Or
Aljo is a combination of things. To me, he's just so unlikable.
He's such a real, you know, down-to-earth dude. Like, he's just himself.
That's not what makes him unlikable, bro.
Okay, what makes him unlikable?
Yeah, the way he got the championship, and then he pretended like he didn't want it, and then immediately turned around and took a piece, like, oh, I don't want this, throw it on the floor. And then an hour later, he's posting face-offs with his next opponent, promoting his next fight. And then on top of that, he did this thing, he exploited a rule a lot to where he would keep one hand on the floor so you couldn't kick him.
Okay, copy.
That, like, low sprawling thing, he's the reason they changed, like, he's one of the reasons they changed that rule.
Mm.
And he exploited that a lot. So it's...
But that's part of the game. You find that little inch to win the game in whatever fashion you can, right?
I guess, but I can't wait until after November 4th and he gets fucking punted into the atmosphere because that shit's done.
I don't think he's fighting in November.
No, I know, but after November 4th, you can kick a ground opponent.
Oh, okay. That's what it is? So if they're down, you can kick... Oh, man.
Yeah, and Loki, he won the championship exploiting that exact rule.
I don't think he did it on purpose, though. I think it just happened.
It happened, but it was part of his game a lot, for a long time.
Man, I can't let you hate on Aljo like that. I just can't, man.
Fuck Aljo, dude. And then he gets beat up by practitioners.
Mm. What do you mean?
Hmm?
What do you mean?
What do you mean what I mean? Whatever that UFC, it was like, you know how you have those UFC grappling cards?
Mm-hmm.
He got kind of embarrassed by a nobody.
Yeah, but that dude just wanted to go into, you know, foot sniffing. Why is anyone just going to let you just take
You're the professional. Stop him.
No, I mean, at this point, they're both professionals. They're both getting paid for it on this stage.
You're right, but you're the UFC undisputed champion for however long. Stop him.
No. But there's a difference between being a mixed martial arts champion and a jiu-jitsu champion.
But the average fan doesn't know that.
Yeah, but that doesn't change the fact that it's
You go around and people are like, oh, you do jiu-jitsu? Hi-ya. You got to think about it. You got to think about it as the whole. Not just your knowledge base. Like, you're privy to know that there's definitely a difference. But the average person who watches UFC doesn't know that it's a difference. He just saw Aljo go out there and not look the greatest.
I just, you know.
So it discredits the belt.
I don't really think it does. I was going to say, your foot, every time you move your foot, it does bump the audio. I'm sorry.
No, my bad, my bad.
You know, new locations, new parameters and situations to dodge for some reason.
Nah,
what you were saying though, but like, bro, no, it's just like, Do you want to win the match? Let's go back to the last match of ADC. I mean, ADCC was CJI. Who was that? I forgot who K. Bertolo beat to win it, but it was just like, hey, I'm just going to stick to this one game plan. I'm not going to do anything different. I'm not going to change anything. I'm going to stay there, and this is how I'm going to win the $1 million, and this is how I'm going to win the match, as opposed to actually trying to go out there and win the match, so to say.
I get you, bro, but, like, UFC is, MMA is, like, a mixture of everything.
Yeah.
When you go to jiu-jitsu, it's really just jiu-jitsu and judo, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the wrestling's out of it. And if that's your game to try and submit them, then that's your game. He knew he wasn't going to stand up with Cade. He knew, like, because at the end of the day, it's one thing to get beat on the ground. It's another thing to get slammed and then have to recover from being slammed. And then, like, in his mind, whether it was lack of confidence in himself, that was his best route to win.
I think that, but that's where I think, like, jiu-jitsu is lacking, is that it gives you this ability to say, hey, I'm just going to sit down. It's not ever going to happen in a real-life scenario. Yeah. And I feel like if you're training that and with that mentality, I feel like as a martial artist, you should be looking to challenge yourself to, you know, go into that realm of stand up, even if it's harder for you to achieve that success, whatever the case is. Right. And maybe SCGI isn't the time to do that. But, you know, in your practice room, are you doing it? And I don't know what this guy is doing, so I don't want to, like, you know, disparage him or anything like that. But what I'm saying is, like, as a martial artist, I think Bruce Lee, I say it all the time, how to write is like, learn everything.
Yeah, learn I don't disagree with you, but if we're talking about like just CJI, I get it, dude. Like, I 100% get why he played that game. Just because you're not beating, like, I think it's an unspoken acceptance that, like, one Rutolo brother is kind of better than the other one.
Oh, you think so? Which one?
The one that won. the one that won, dude. Like, I get them confused. I apologize to them. But the one who had the longer hair the one who has the longer hair.
I think it's Cade, yeah.
Yeah. He's the better practitioner, bro. Okay. He's more aggressive. To me, he's more exciting to watch. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's weird to say because they do have similar games. They do similar stuff. But I just feel like he's built for it more. Like, just because they're twins doesn't mean they're exactly the same. It means they look the same. But I feel like he's just built for it more.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And that's really all it is. Like, he slams the fuck out of people, bro. And, like, I think he didn't want to do it. I think he didn't want those problems.
No. And I get that. 100% get that. I just feel that for me, maybe it's ego. I want to put on a show. I don't want to be sitting back waiting for the gun to go off, so to say, right? Like, I want to be the one pulling the trigger.
I get you. But with that also being said, $1 million is fucking life-changing, bro.
For who? For who? You?
For a lot of people,
I'm joking.
Bro.
I'm joking. Yeah, it's life-changing.
For a lot of people. And then on top of that, it's like, if he wanted to play it smarter and in hopes that he won the million, I think he got closer playing the game he did if he would have tried to, like, stand up with him. Because I think if he would have got slammed, he would have got submitted shortly after that. Hard to recover from a clean takedown or like, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, not even just physically, but mentally, sometimes that's enough to make you go, oh, I don't want to get up and do this again. Mm-hmm. And you have to, like, find that place in yourself.
It's enough to develop a slight fear in the person who just took you down.
Yeah.
And, like, that's really all it is. Like, whenever you start thinking, like, I can't beat this person, you're making them bigger than they really are.
Yeah.
Like, sure, someone beats you, like, match it, like, styles make fights, you know what I mean? Like, if someone beats you, it beats you. It doesn't mean they're better than you. It means they're better than you in that moment. But if you start thinking, like, fuck, he just slammed me, I don't want to deal with that again, which is naturally going to happen when you get fucking slammed. I think his lack of, I wouldn't, I don't want to say lack of confidence in, like, his in other areas, mm-hmm. But that's what it is, dude. That's what it is. Like, I get it. I get it. I 100% get it. Trying to play the game.
I get it. I still stand on, you know, every aspect of your martial arts should be on point. That's just how I look at it. And I consider standing a part of jiu-jitsu. And, you know, I know there's judo, and I feel like if you want to really specialize in standing, then you go the judo route, right? But I feel like standing should be a standard part of jiu-jitsu.
What if his standing's on point? He just knows that it's not on point as.
Okay. I mean, maybe, but like, at least let me see you give it a shot, right? Give the old college try. Go out there and shoot a free throw. You might miss, but shoot the free throw.
I feel you. But in defense of kind of what you're saying, though, I'm defending this guy, but at the same time, I also don't like Aljo.
I know.
For the same reasons, but in turn, he's making that decision. Because if he would have won that million, his name would have been known, but no one would have been excited to see him. You know what I mean? Yeah. He would have been a champion that doesn't sell tickets.
You're right about that. I'm sorry. I'm looking up his name because I forgot.
Yeah, disrespect, dude, because he did do it. He did have a fucking great run. Beating one Rutolo brother is fucking tough.
But, yeah, no, that's, you know, getting all the way to the finals is tough as it is. And as I've even said myself, I haven't, you know, done an IBJJF tournament. So that's, you know, just going through a bracket of people, multiple matches on one day and just having to go, that's a mental win in itself, in my opinion.
I know Archie's done a few, and he says that there's definitely a jump in talent, but at the same time, Buddy's ran into some big dudes. Some big dudes. I remember 2 years ago he did IBJJF, and he ran into this, like, 19-20-year-old Brazilian dude. Just 6 foot, like 6'8", 290, just solid muscle. And I. Team Archie, fuck that guy.
Man, you know, there was a dude at IBJJF this year, who Worlds, and he was in my bracket. If I had to compete, well, depending upon where I competed at. You know, I'm always 208 or 195, somewhere in there. But I just looked at him, I was like, this dude looks like Dave Bautista. I just like, I'm like, I could not, you know, what I do like about most people who look like that is I can pretty much, for the most part, I would say, let's give it 80-20 split, right? 80-20, 80% of the time, they're nothing but just meathead, you know, Neanderthal.
It takes a long time to get your body to look like that, bro.
Yeah.
Where, like, as much as you're lifting that weight, someone who spends that much time on the mats, you know, it doesn't really matter how buff you look.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I think I give it 80-20 where it's like, oh, I can handle this. This isn't a problem at all. There's that 20% of like, oh, man, you know, their strength is kind of, you know, and I won't be able to beat them with being able to gas them out or just better technique.
Not only that, there's also in that 20%, there's also dudes who, I don't know how they do it, bro. They just work, eat, train, like they don't sleep, bro. They just train. They just train. Yeah. And they just work out and train and work. And I know a few dudes like that, and fucking,
oof. But isn't that what you did? And you call yourself a hobbyist.
What are you talking about?
Before your injury, before, you know, your workers comp vacation right now, like, that's what you did? That's all you did? You worked your little construction? No, I don't want to say little, because that sounds
The thing is I used to sleep. Okay. The dude the guys I'm talking about would teach class. Okay. They would, like, after teach class, they would also take the night class, and then after that, they'd go to the gym, and they also worked during the day, and then was a bouncer. The times he slept was, like, for me, it was hard to fathom when he was sleeping.
Probably never. That's, you know, you gotta be some kind of crazy to do that.
Yeah, but at the same time, Buddy was a bad dude. He was a bad dude. Yeah. He was big, he was buff, and he was very proficient in jiu-jitsu. To this day, I'm not beating him, bro.
Who is this? Chad?
You mean Shad?
Shad.
No, Shad was a family dude.
Okay.
This is just a homie from San Diego for. Okay. But
yeah. Is he still down there?
I haven't talked to him. Is he at Legion? Pretty sure.
Okay, dope. Maybe I'll meet him.
I'm pretty sure you will then. If you go to Legion, I'm pretty sure you will.
Yeah. We haven't decided where we're ending up yet, but if I end up down in San Diego, I don't think there's another gym for me. I think Legion's the only one I can.
Legion's cool, bro. Legion's cool. I like the mat space, and I went there when it was like new. Mm-hmm. So I did like Legion. My bad, I lost my train of thought. No, I did like Legion. The only thing is, like, if you want to go to Legion, stay in like northern. Like San Diego.
Copy.
If you go south, it's going to be a hell of a fucking drive.
Copy. I get what you said. Yeah, no, I've thought about it. I could do Gracie Humaita, which would be kind of cool, just because that's where I got promoted to Blue Belt. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe Hoyler does work out of the San Diego when he's not traveling doing seminars and stuff, so it would be under Hoyler. Hoyler Gracie, and I think that'd be kind of cool, but
the Humaita gym in San Diego is kind of tough too, dude. Yeah, that would be a fun spot. There, honestly, dude, I trained in San Diego for a while. Mm-hmm. There's a few places in San Diego you can't go wrong. For my own personal reasons, I'm not a fan of. I wasn't a fan of Autos. Mm-hmm. But you can make your own decisions on that, and. Yeah.
It's not necessarily. Go ahead.
You can't go wrong with training in San Diego, though.
Yeah, it's not necessarily that I'm not a fan of Altos. Obviously, they produce world champions. We were just talking about the Rotolo brothers, right? Mm-hmm. They're very good at what they do. I just think, like, for me and who I am, it's a bit stuffy. Having to wear the only team gis and stuff like that. And
that's exactly what I was saying. I don't like that.
And that's kind of my worry about, like, Gracie Humaita, is you still only have to wear the team gis, right? Oh, which is fine. Like, I believe in, you know, hey, I'm at this school, I show respect. Also, I get their side of it. It's like, hey, this is our uniform at our school. It's like, we're a team, this is our uniform. So I get both sides of it, but I think, like, I like to express myself in an individual way, and I think, you know, I wouldn't be able to do it as much and have that freedom. And also, I also wonder, like, even having the podcast, how much, like, static would I get having a podcast and being there, and, you know, like, I just wonder if somewhere that's a little bit more free and loose is the better spot for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Legion did have. I don't know if they still do it. I'm pretty sure they did. But when you signed, whenever I was there, when you signed up, you had access to like their online portfolio, and it showed like pretty much what it pretty much showed the move of the day. Like Keenan showed the move of the day on the app, or whatever,
yeah.
Or something like that. It was pretty fucking cool, dude. I'm not gonna get into the Autos thing. I kind of disagree with you on the. I think it's past tense. I think that they made champions, and I don't think they do anymore.
Well, I mean, the Rotolos they're just coming up as champions, is what I'm saying, and that's where they're out of.
But the Rotolo, I don't know. The Rotolo brothers to me are like they're that 20%, bro. They're that like. The cream of the crop, you know, like not everyone's going to be them, mm-hmm. but I've been to Autos a few times, and it's like if you're not someone who has a name, if you're not someone who's already like established or mm-hmm. someone that they've brought up for years, they pay you no attention.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you just go and.
And that was, you know, that's another fear of mine, right? Not that I feel like I need attention or anything. I just, like, you know, I want to be able to ask a question and, like, get my question answered, you know? And not made to feel like I can't ask questions or I'm giving the runaround. And it's like, oh, well, figure it out in this mystical way or whatever. Like, no, just answer my question.
No, like, I don't know. Whenever I was there, and then again, whenever I went for, like, a week... whenever I went, Galvao wasn't out there. So maybe my perception of it was is flawed because of that. But I just didn't like that. I didn't really care for the teaching style myself.
Okay, got it. Man, yeah.
And that was pre-slap. That was pre-slap.
Oh, yeah.
That was...
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I can't get into too many details, but there is something... I don't know if that would change how I felt about my professor if he got slapped like that. And I get understand not being able to fight, but also just feeling like, hey, you say you were about... From my understanding of it, it was pretty much saying, hey, you were about that life. And you someone put their hands on you, and then you didn't, you know, defend yourself, so to say.
For multiple ways, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I 100% get what you're saying. In that case, I don't necessarily, because I like to look at things from both perspectives.
Yeah.
In Galvao's case, I understand, because he brings like his daughter to the, like his wife and kids are there. That's not like an example you want to put forth towards your kids.
Okay. You know what I mean? I can take that.
But at the same time, I do see where you're coming from. It's kind of like one of those, like, do you want to respect him for showing the good example, or do you want to question him for not retaliating? And then at the same time, in his case, he's won enough and has embarrassed enough people to where does he really need to retaliate then?
Yeah.
I don't think he really does. He's made some fuckers look bad in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, no, and I think you're 100% spot on with that. I was just more thinking from the aspect of like respecting your professor or coach. Like, do you lose respect for them? I know there's various things, various reasons why you can lose respect for a coach. And I think, I don't know, if I just watched him get slapped like that and not do anything, I don't know. Like, he doesn't owe me an explanation, but I don't know. There's something about standing on business that I'm about. Maybe that's immaturity, and maybe that's another level of like, hey, you know, jiu-jitsu Zen master, where you're like, hey, I'm not going to do this right here, right now. Because we talk about having that composure in the right scenarios a lot.
Yeah. Me in that case, and I'm just saying, me as I am right now, I would have fought the dude. I don't have a wife. I don't have kids.
Yeah.
Like, none of that is of my concern. You know what I mean? So yeah, I would fought Buddy. But on his end, you have to think of him as a business owner. Not only is his daughter watching him, but all the kids he teaches are watching him.
Yeah.
And he's an example to them. And every day he tells them, don't fight at school, or like, you like, because in the kids' classes, you know how it is. They tell them like there's steps before you retaliate, you know.
Yeah.
And he has to act on that. If they call the cops and something happens, now his wife has to take money out of their check to possibly bail him out because he fought.
Yeah.
His daughter watches that, so it's kind of...
It's hard to stand on business when you got, you know, the law and stuff to hold up to.
Yeah, I don't know. Me personally, I didn't really lose respect for him.
Okay.
It was kind of the beginning of me thinking that Gordon was a clown. Because truthfully, if cameras were off, no one was around, he wouldn't have done that shit.
Yeah, and also there is something to be said about someone who is slapping someone, 9 times out of 10, doesn't really believe you're going to... It's like the Will Smith slap, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't really believe that you're going to fight them back. Like, it's almost... That's almost why, like, I kind of feel away. It's like, And let me be very clear. I did not lose respect for Andre Galvao for that. I'm just saying, I don't know where I am in that scenario. Would I lose respect if he was my professor? That's what I was saying. And that's a question I have to answer for myself and figure it out. And I'm only asking that question because there are scenarios that I've been a part of different schools where I've had to take a look at whoever's in charge and go, I respect you or I don't respect you because of X, Y, and Z. You know, luckily, my most recent experience, I respect both my coaches very much. So it's not like, you know, there's no negative loss, love or loss there or anything like that. But going back to Andre Galvao, it's like, what have I lost some respect? That's all, because I just feel like someone slapping me. You don't think I'm about it. You're trying to disrespect me in front of all these people, and like, you know.
I get it, dude. I get where you're coming from, but like, I think Gal Val had more to lose in that situation.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah. Like, no, you're right.
He's
you're
a
right.
business figure. He makes money doing this, you know, and like, not to say Gordon doesn't, but they do it in different ways.
You know, something I just thought about too is like, what's the age between Gordon and Galvan at that time? Galvan's got to be like, you know, late 30s, early 40s. And I'm thinking about even me.
I think it's like 10 plus years, bro, because I'm like 4 or 5 years older than Gordon.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it very much may be an age thing in a sense of like, I know where this leads. I'm going to let this ride out. Maybe it is in disrespect. It is in disrespect, but I can let that slide because there are more important things. And that's, like you said, take care of my family, feeding my family, and not jeopardizing the bag, because as we know, that bag can be taken away from us very easily.
Very easily, very quickly, and it's hard to get back.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Like they both make money doing this. But Gordon makes money in the controversy. He makes money at the tournaments. Gal Val no longer makes money at the tournaments, but he makes it through the school. He makes it through the teaching. He makes it through the seminars that he sells. And if he's out here fighting, those opportunities are going to go away.
And also, now that you say that too, I do think like what Gordon does is kind of a disservice to the martial arts as a whole, because now it's putting a negative spotlight on it as opposed to bringing, you know, prestige and accolades. So yeah, he's got all that, but his legacy is tainted by being an asshole.
Yeah, but he's not the only one, bro. Fighters, they're like, in every martial arts, there's a long history of people who are like, yo, he's an asshole, go tell him. I'd rather not. Like just to name a few, bro. John Jones.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd Mayweather. Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And like, Mike Tyson's cool now, but Mike Tyson used to be an asshole, bro. Who was his first wife, Robin Givens? I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
But she was an actor. He beat her. You know, he was obviously on cocaine.
Yeah, and he's always, yeah.
You know, he bit off someone's ear.
Yeah, yeah. No. You know? I guess you're right. Like, yeah, I don't know. I just, when I think of the martial art, I just want to put it in the best light. I'm still kind of very, like old school, like zen about it in a way. Like, you know, I want martial arts this day and age to almost be how they were traditionally. Like, you know, I also don't want to kiss anyone's ass either. You know what I mean? But like, you know, you know, the bowing, the respect, and like, it's supposed to develop you as a human being. And I just feel like sometimes that, like, maturity and the development you're supposed to get for the martial arts is lost, because it's lost in the modern day sauce of it all.
I can't necessarily disagree with you. I see where you're coming from. You mean like it's lacking the humbleness that was supposed to accompany it. That's on a person to person basis, dude. It really is, because there's a lot of people out there, bro, that are on the jiu-jitsu mats that you would never guess, but would probably fuck us up, bro. They would fuck us up. And they're not loud. They're not boisterous. Most of these people that I've told you about throughout this whole year, Shad, Sloan, like my boy Mike, they're people that, Sloan is the only one that you'd be like, oh yeah, I'm not trying to fuck with him, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone else, they just look like normal fucking guys. There's one of them, I used to call him Harry Potter because he has curly hair and like round glasses. Like, but they're all dangerous people, bro.
Yeah.
So I think it's still there, but it's more on a person-to-person basis rather than a communal thing.
Yeah, but isn't that the responsibility of, like, a head coach or a professor to, like, hone that within their students and, like, hold them accountable for being better human beings?
I would say no. Because back in the day, whenever they were learning these martial arts, like whenever they're at like the like that was like, that was kind of like their, like, everything is watered down over time. Like back then, that was kind of more like their way of life. Things were more like strict.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You at school, they were allowed to whoop your ass for stepping out of line.
I wish they would. I wish they would, bro.
You know, but now, like, things are watered down, and I don't think it's necessarily the professor's job anymore to make sure that these people aren't, like, he can't control them. Yeah. And then at the end of the day, we've said it 1,000 times. We pay them for the service. They can't tell you. And then even then, bro, you don't want to go to a school. If we don't want to go to a school because of a gi, how would you feel about going to a school that's like, oh yeah, we don't like your podcast because you're talking bad about X, Y, and Z, or you're talking about X, Y, Z in a dishonorable manner, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At the same time, like, you say you want that, but I don't think you would.
Look, I'm just saying, like, there has to be a way to keep, like, the purism of martial arts and still evolve with the modern day age without, you know, crossing that line. And I think that's, you know, I think, you know, we look at society, it's kind of the same question, right? It's like, how do we modernize what's going on in the world without crossing the line of, you know, greed and just, you know, causing disparaging situations on people.
With that one, we're too late. With the world, we're too late. In martial arts, to a certain degree, from what I've known, I think we have. Because there's never going to be a perfect world, but I would say I've met more people who have came into martial arts being an asshole and came out on the other end an extremely humble and well-rounded person than I have the opposite. You know what I mean? And, like, don't get me wrong, like, There definitely are people, but on UFC 307, Kayla Harris, she beat the shit out of that bitch and then spent her whole time talking about how great of a competitor she is, and, like, she doesn't talk about, like, they're still out there.
Yeah.
You know? In professional fighting, it's going to be a little different because, you know, their jobs are sell fights.
Yeah.
But I still think it's there, man. I still think there's some honorable fighters out there, some honorable martial artists.
I think Mighty Mouse is the only one I can think of off the top of my head who's very honorable across the board. I would say Khabib's very honorable, but he's not active.
I could think of a couple fighters who I would say are pretty honorable. In turn, it just, like, Yuri. He's not my favorite, but he's not talking no shit. He just likes to fight.
You know what? Alex Pereira for sure.
Alex.
Yeah.
Another one. I'm not saying he's a smart person because I think he's actually really fucking dumb for waiting. Michael Chandler. Michael Chandler don't talk no shit. He calls people out.
Yeah, you know, right.
He just wants to fight. He just wants to make a bag. He wants to make a legacy. You know, Michael Chandler. That's another one.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that Connor wasted his time like that.
Yeah.
But I feel like he should have seen it coming because he's been doing this.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, Connor enjoys trolling more than anything, and he enjoys fighting. And I think, like, we were just talking about Gordon Ryan, and he's kind of come up in that same fashion of trolling and just, you know, being good, but also being able to bully motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
Islam's another one. I think he's an honorable martial artist. Are we only going active?
I was trying to keep it active. I'm trying to keep it active.
Okay.
Dustin Poirier for sure.
He's rowdy,
but he's honorable. He's rowdy, but he's honorable.
Yeah, I was about to say, he talks shit, bro. He be talking shit. But Max Holloway.
I don't feel like he's the type to start it. You know what I mean? I feel like he's had, don't get me wrong, I feel like he's had to put, like, a more, like, a little pizzazz or, like, whatever at the end of it, more so as he's gotten higher up in the ranks. Just because, like, sometimes you got to remind him who you are. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'll give you that. Okay, I'll give you that. Max Holloway.
For sure. He's about to beat Ilya Topuria.
Yeah, he's about to beat Ilya Sushi Roll.
How do you feel about Ilya buying his own BMF belt? Like, bro, you can't just buy a belt.
What?
Yeah, he bought, like, this is, like, Ilya, on an interview he had with Max or something, he bought a BMF belt and was, like, having interviews and stuff with it. Like, he done won it already.
I think he's tripping. Max don't even care about that belt. Max wants your belt.
Yeah.
That's funny. Honestly, I think Ilya's scared. I think Ilya's afraid. Like, I've never really seen Ilya, but judging by his facial reaction after, because that jump from 145 to 155 where Max fought Gaethje, mm-hmm. is a decent jump, bro. It's a decent jump, and then there's obviously a difference in power with Gaethje and then the rest of that whole 145 division.
Yeah.
And Max not only was able to eat a couple of punches, he was able to deliver and ultimately get the knockout. And I think that kind of got to Ilya a bit, because we know Ilya can't go do that at 155.
Yeah. Didn't he get Volk though?
At 145, yeah.
So you're saying at 155.
He got Volk, and not only did he got Volk after Volk came short notice for a fight.
And got knocked out.
Came back like 2.5-3 months later. It's not enough time. Yeah. They say after getting knocked out like that, a fighter should take like 6 months to a year off.
Yeah, he definitely rushed it back.
So he's champion because Volk had a hard time saying no to fans. For real, that's really what it comes down to.
You don't think he needed the money?
Volk?
Yeah.
He was champion for a while, dude. I don't think that's an issue for him. Okay. And if it is, UFC, pay your fighters more, dude. Because Volk was the one for a long time.
Yeah.
Before
pound for pound?
Not even pound for pound, like before Poatan, if you needed someone to come in and fix a card, they called Volk for a long time.
Yeah.
So
Poatan is, you know, just running through, like I said, everybody. I'm just
the funny thing is, dude, is I don't think he's gonna struggle if he goes to heavyweight. He walks around at 230. I don't think he's going to have a hard time. And I also think he, like, people were saying Aspinall's going to beat him because Aspinall's, like, going to grapple him. Okay. I can see that. But I also think if they can't take him down, because that's a possibility, you know, he's not necessarily easy to take down, I think he can win, dude. I still think he can win at heavyweight, bro.
Okay. No, I didn't get your opinion on this Topuria Max Holloway fight. You think
you know? Oh, you know, I never go against Max, dude.
Never go against Max.
Never go against Max. Max
blessed. All right. I'm very curious about that. That whole card's very interesting. I don't know. I'm just bored with the change of the guard. I just feel like no fighters have really, like, stepped up and shown me something since things have changed.
You know why it's hard, dude? Because we saw a lot of fucking goats in a short period of time, and now fighting has gotten very analytical and new generation. So people aren't going out there, and they're like, there's no grudge matches like that anymore. People aren't going out there just swinging for fences like Chuck Liddell, Pete, and then like no one has the, like, no one's ever going to have the swag style or just charisma of Silva ever again.
Yeah.
The fighting with your hands down and winning and winning almost.
Your man. Boy MVP was supposed to be that. He was supposed to be that.
The thing with MVP is the same thing with Adesanya. They ignored the fucking ground game. The reason Silva could do that is because Silva had a very respected black belt. Like, Silva choked out Chael Sonnen. And, like, people look at Chael Sonnen like, oh, that's just a funny guy from the UFC. Chael Sonnen was a fucking great wrestler.
Man, you don't have to stop throwing shade at my man, Izzy. Like, I know he hasn't blended the styles the way you like him.
I'm not throwing shade at Izzy. I'm just saying that's where the downfall went. They never put any fear on their ground game, which allowed people to catch up top.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Yeah. And there's only so many patterns you can throw. And if you're so used to throwing those patterns, you watch that footage, they'll download that. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know who low-key is so underrated in that same division is Robert Whittaker. He's so underrated when it comes to that middleweight division. I just, like...
Oh, yeah, dude. Honestly, I think he'll be champion again, too.
You think so?
I don't think... I think Duplessis sucks, bro.
Yeah, no. I'm in alignment with that. Do you think Strickland gets him the second time?
I do, and I think what's his name makes a run after that.
Who?
Robert Whittaker.
Hmm.
That would be a good. I think Strickland gets the belt back, and then Robert Whittaker makes a run.
That would be a good matchup to. And then that's a good story. That's a good storyline for Izzy too, to go back and take it back from Whittaker.
No. Tell Izzy to go home, dude.
Yeah, Izzy's not done. He's 34, you know. That's still young in fight years. It's like where you start kind of peaking. You maybe have 2 to 4 years left, depending upon how smart you were with your body, how you're good with your recovery. So he's got a few years left in him in fighting.
The reason I want him to leave, bro, is because despite what you think, I do partially like Izzy. I don't like how he ignored grappling, but I like Izzy. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to see Izzy just be a fucking gatekeeper, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what we wanted to see him do. And then even then, like, now that people know the recipe, I'm not trying to see people just smother Buddy for forever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. Let's move on here, because we're getting closer to the end, man. It's our last episode.
Yeah.
Well, at least for now. We'll come back. This ain't forever the last. It's just the last right now.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to definitely take some time to heal up and...
You're good.
You want to wait?
Yeah, you just say I'll take some time to heal up. That's fine.
Hey, man, what position you play?
I play receiver.
You play receiver?
Yeah.
Damn. No
more. Receiver and, like, slot, running back.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay.
Damn. A lot of running. Yeah.
That's fucking funny. I'd have had to chase him down, bro.
Yeah. Nah, he's a big dude.
I think he's lying, dude.
Nah, he's a big dude, man.
I think he's lying, bro. But he was a linebacker. But yeah, no, I've definitely had fun doing this the last year. But I think I'm excited to take some time to heal and then get back in. I got a week more in this, yeah. And then I'm gonna start physical therapy and just training to get back. So I'm just kind of I'm excited to take some time to focus on getting better.
Yeah. I'm already starting to get better. I've been going through this process of getting worse just because I'm just like knee deep in side control. I'm just like, put me in side control, let me figure out how to escape. Let me inside control. Let me figure out this game. I'm getting ready for 3 crosses. What's up? It was funny, but I just remember being a white belt and just being like, I really know I need to study side control, and maybe I should just make that my focus, and I'm not gonna do anything else but that. But then I got down to Brazil, and I was getting my ass beat, just demolished. I was like, yo, I got to figure out what to do to not get inside control first. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
It's hard because whenever you first start, you know what I mean? It's just so patchy. What you know is so patchy.
Yeah.
Because day one, say you learn side control, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spend a week on side control. Next week, it's a little bit of half guard. That's not too unfamiliar. Week after that, it's from the back. Now you're like, you know what I mean? So it takes time. Like, at first, it's so patchy. So that's to be expected, bro.
Yeah, no, it's definitely patchy. And I feel like, you know, I'm lacking in areas, but they're all areas that I know I neglected in the beginning. You know what I mean? Or that I really excelled at in the beginning, which you can excel at in the beginning, but then if you take your foot off the gas and don't go back to it, other people are going to excel in other areas. The back being one of them. I did really good at the back at white belt, but what ended up happening was I stopped trying to control having the back, and it's like, oh, I'm just going to move up and take him out. I would always be willing to switch that position. And then because I was willing to do that, then I started getting top position more. And so now my top game's gotten better, but my back control is garbage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't. You have to put your focus points into each one.
Yeah.
Consistently. I don't know, bro. I have a plan of execution, and Ross is my first, I wouldn't say my first hurdle, but Ross is the first person I'm gonna take out whenever I'm back and ready to go. You know, on homies though, dude. I don't wanna crush your spirits too much, man. But now I just have a plan to rehab and come back, and then just kind of continue where I left off, getting better in Muay Thai and. I think I'm gonna still learn Muay Thai, but I'm gonna dial it back a little bit because, like we talked about, how I'm moving, I want to really focus on possibly. Yeah, I just want to focus on jiu-jitsu before I move.
Yeah, you gotta another year with that?
A year, 2 months.
Man, are you excited yet, or just it hasn't settled in yet?
I'm pretty excited, dude. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I told you. I know I've said it on camera. I'm not a fan of LA. I'm tired of LA. I've been in California for a long time. San Diego over LA, but I'd still rather just be out of California.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at, too.
Yeah.
I just feel like, unfortunately, San Diego's been calling for a long time, and as much as I'm not ready to make the move, it's like, you know what it is? It's like the feeling that I've been getting for the last, I would say, last month and a half, 2 months, is just, even now, it's just like, all right, no, this change is coming. It's like right before you're about to graduate high school, if that makes sense.
Oh, I couldn't fucking wait.
yeah, but also at the same time, like, while you can't wait, you're still kind of like, oh, man, a little incredulous. Like, you're just like, oh, what am I going to do next? Where's the road lead? I don't know. I'm a little hesitant to take that jump into the sphere of the world.
So it was different. I already knew, bro.
You're a football player.
Yeah, I knew what college I was going to. I had already visited, and, like, I was just, like, ready. I was like, I'm ready to get the fuck out of here.
No, I didn't have that, man. Even graduate high school, man. I was in college before I actually graduated high school.
How so?
Courses? No, just the way it played out is I had to go back to summer school to get my high school diploma. The college I went to didn't necessarily require me to have my high school diploma to apply. And so it didn't come back around until, like, I had to go to summer school to, like, I gotta get this last credit. Then I passed, and I passed in, like, 2 weeks, which was, like, not even, no, it was 2 weeks. It was, like, I remember it was 2 days, and it was, like, a two-month course. But it was only like a semester because my English teacher failed me for not taking a final.
Okay. But, I don't know how the fuck I passed on that.
It was definitely college. Like, it was like last minute. Wasn't even in my mindset. I mean, it wasn't my mindset, but I just didn't think it was possible. I didn't think, like, my only route for going to college was get a scholarship, but in order to do that, you have to get good grades. And I had C's and D's, bro. Like, I had just enough to skate by. It wasn't because I didn't know the stuff. It was just because I was bored. I was like, this is boring. This is pointless. I'm not going to use this. Like, give me stuff that I'm going to use, right?
Yeah.
So, like, math, I love math. Like, it's a problem. There's a formula. Like, don't get me wrong. Algebra. I love algebra. When you start getting into calculus, I'm like, hey, get me the fuck out of here.
I'm telling you right now, bro. I if I cared and was petty enough, dude, I'd make a Facebook and email my math teachers every year. Be like, still I use the Pythagorean theorem. Not today. No. Remember when you said I wouldn't have a calculator with me everywhere I go? Yeah.
What is this? What is look at that. I'm just doing equations because I can.
Because I'm bored at the DMV. No. Shit. But yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm excited for things to come. I don't even feel like a martial artist anymore, for real.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've been gone for, I haven't really been doing anything for like 6 or 7 months at this point.
Yeah.
So I don't even feel like a, whereas last year in the big pool of life, I felt like a shark. I was like, yeah, man, like, I feel like I could defend myself if need be. And, like, I still know I, like, to a certain degree I can.
Yeah.
You know, but just missing the training, missing the camaraderie, missing the, I just don't feel like a martial artist as much anymore, and I can't wait to get back into it.
Well, you know, the good thing is that, you know, most people don't train at all. And so you hit him with that kia, and then it's a wrap, bro.
Nah, dude, I'll never do that, bro. I'll never kia nothing, bro. Nothing, none of that. Bro, I don't fucking do karate.
If I ever get into a fight, I just hope someone's holding the camera, and I'm just gonna go kia, just so you can hear me say it.
Did I tag you in that video of those two girls? They're like they're fighting like a locker room. I think they're strippers, bro.
Oh, okay. It looked like a WWE locker room. I think you sent it to me.
Nah, dude. This girl like charged the other girl and she super kicked her.
Yeah, yeah. She got.
And when she fell down, she started doing the Shawn Michaels scream. She's like, oh, that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Has fucking made me laugh every day for like the last month.
Yeah. No, it's funny because I'm pretty sure I sent it to you and then you sent it to me. And I was like, oh, he just sent me the video that I sent him. Oh,
duh. I'd be doing that shit to everybody. My homie did it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, damn, dog, how you going to send me this shit I already sent you? And he's like, payback's a bitch, ain't it?
Yeah, nah. I think it's, the meme game, I've been tapping into it more. I need to, maybe I'll make a meme page just because I'm bored. My time off. You know, we're going to have some time off from this. I'll have to fill it with something.
Nah, I feel you. But, you know, kids, just because we're taking time off does not mean dumb.
Don't take time off from jiu-jitsu, though. Unless you have to for physical reasons. Or even mental. I would say even myself, I think I took like 2 weeks off just for like a mental health like break at one point this year. And it was nice. It was nice coming back and then just feeling like, okay, there's some sort of purpose here again. I was able to refocus and figure out what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go and how I want to evolve my game. So, I'd recommend taking it off if you need to, but stay on the mats as long as you can.
Yeah, I'm about to be a full guard player, bro. I'm no longer going to wrestle or do judo no more. I'm about to full guard.
That, you know, I was going to say let's jump into some positive things.
I'm about to Ross it.
Well, Ross plays half guard, but you don't even like half guard, so.
Trash guard is what I call it.
Why? It's so effective.
I just don't like it, dude.
Man, you know, I just think that, like, you shouldn't overlook it. That's my opinion.
Don't get me wrong, bro. Like, I know a few ways to get the sweep whenever I'm in half guard, but I do not like being there.
Where I need to work on is turtle. I need to attack from turtle more. I need to be able to make people, when they turtle on me, feel like they're going to die. Like, I need to force them to want to give me their back or turn back over to give me side control. Like, that's how my turtle needs to be.
Pressure.
They got to be ready to, like, just give up. And if I can't get that there, I don't know. I think that's going to be my next goal.
No, I feel it. You said you wanted to get into some positive shit, man. Let's get into some positive shit.
Yeah, let's get into positive. What am I positive for right now? Positive for change. Positive for, adventure. Not really sure what that looks like. And maybe one day I will. But I am excited to be back on adventuring again. I think I haven't been on adventure in like a good year. And it's been nice to just like not be exploring, but I think it's time because I think it's probably something that's really missing in my life is getting out there and exploring the world.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, shit. I don't disagree. We came back from Japan and my girl's been bothering me to go out of the country again.
Mm.
Like, we got back 2 months ago.
Wait, you want to go somewhere in January?
No, dude. No.
I got the perfect spot. We can go to Brazil.
No. I gotta work, dude.
Man, you know what? We'll talk about it offline.
No. I gotta work, dude.
Man, what's work? Who needs a job?
Me, dog. My positives, I get my stitches out. This is all coming to an end. And let me see, something more positive than that. Oh, okay. Most positive thing I got is it's coming around that time that it's the holiday season, dude.
I hate the holiday season. Why are you positive about that?
What are you talking about? Some
negativity. Is fuck the holiday season.
The holiday season is the best.
It's the worst, man.
It's the best, bro.
It's the why is it the best? It's the worst.
What are you talking about? It's the best.
People acting nice for no reason. They ain't really nice. They're just fake.
Man, fuck the people. I'm not excited about the people. All the good movies are going to be on TV. All winter. What all movies? Fall. Harry Potter series.
Bump.
Oh, dude.
I used to like Harry Potter. I'm just over it now. Like, I'm over it. I've grown up. I've matured.
So am I, dog. I still watch that shit.
Nah.
Crazy.
Because I'm just like, yo, kid, I need you to make an adult decision right now. You acting like a little bitch.
He's a kid. He's a kid.
I don't have time for watch kids make stupid kid decisions. Like, I just don't.
Crazy, brother.
What other moves you got for me? What other moves are worth it during the holiday season?
I was about to bring up all the pies and shit.
I hate pie.
You're a fucking Grinch, bro. Yeah,
I am, bro. That's why I said we're
taking pecan pie, pumpkin pie.
That is why we're taking our break before the actual holiday season starts, so I could be a Grinch in peace and not have to show the world how much I hate the holiday season.
Well, way to fucking plan it, Jesus.
Like, you don't understand. Like, I was sitting there, I was like, man, I do not want to do Thanksgiving or Christmas on this episode. I don't. I'm not doing holiday episodes. I fucking hate holidays.
We didn't do holiday episodes, did we?
No. We did 4th of July. Not 4th of July. May the 4th.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
That's the only holiday that matters.
You fucking Lee. Oh, look at you, dude. Anakin's a grown ass man making terrible decisions.
Anyway, Padme was bad, yo. I don't know.
Whatever, dude. Padme's like P. Diddy.
Wait, what?
Think about it, dude, right? All right. Padme is already princess of her country, right?
Yeah.
When she meets Anakin, she's like 19.
Yeah, oh, yo.
Anakin's like 11, right?
But she
so she stays in this kid's life on his mind for all these years, grooming this nigga, and wonders why he has mental illness. Padme's P. Diddy, dude.
Nah.
Pad Diddy.
I can't let you do that because at the end of the day, we all know that it's every boy's little fantasy to have a hot girl that like.
Hey, dude! Just like because it's his fantasy isn't what it doesn't mean it's what's best for him. Pad Diddy.
No.
P. I can't. P for Padme Diddy.
She didn't have an enclave of baby oil and.
Hey. You don't know what they did. He was stuck there for some reason.
She was faithful, man. She was faithful. She gave birth to two twins that died during childbirth, man. She was a good woman. She tried to bring him back from the dark side.
Karma for P. Diddy. Padme Diddy, dude, get out of here.
Man, I can't accept that. That's rude. That's so rude.
Hey, bro, you're going to ruin mine. I'm going to ruin yours.
I guess you're right.
She just pulled up and saw this little boy and thought, let me groom him into my perfect husband.
Nah, because she was like, yo, we can't do this. Get away from me. Back. Give me 50 feet. And he was like, he was thirsty.
What movie did you watch?
No, originally she was like, hey, give me 50 feet. We can't do this. I'm a senator. And my man was just thirsty. And the thirst just got
I'm a me. Senator, not your underage. You see that? You see that? P. Diddy, Padme.
Alright, well, I guess we'll have to end this episode on that note.
No, still fuck with Star Wars, though.
No, for sure. Mace Windu series, make it happen.
Agreed, bro. Yeah. There's a lot of bald dudes in the sphere. They'd be perfect.
Yeah. Well, that about wraps us up. Thank you guys for tapping in. This will be our little mid-season break or whatever the case we want to call it. We'll be back at the top of the year, so we ain't going nowhere. In the meantime, though, let us know what you guys want to see. This year, a lot of things didn't happen, but I think next year I can make a lot of things happen that didn't happen. DJ should be back. I'll be back, so it all works out. So thank you guys for tapping in, and I appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir.